This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Probably one of my favorite casting stories ever comes from, probably 3 years into my casting career. I think this was, spring of 2006. So I'd just been casting for just over 3 years. And I was casting this film that was set in college. So I was looking at everybody who could play college age for weeks. And there were a lot of roles. And it was a really fantastic low-budget indie film. And I got a submission from a talent agent. No, sorry, a manager that I'm crazy about. And she said, "Hey, Bon, I just signed this kid. He just moved here from New York. He's done one AFTRA show in New York." And again, this is before the SAG-AFTRA merger. So having done that one AFTRA show did not make him a member of SAG because he had just done it. And the rules used to be that you could do a speaking role in an AFTRA project. And then a year later, you could join SAG. So he had not yet hit that point. So he was not a member of SAG. And this was a SAG film. And so she said, "I really would like you to see him. He just moved here from New York. He's really fantastic, and I think that you're going to love him." And I said, "Well, great. We have a lot of small roles, small supporting roles in this one. So let him come in for whatever, guy number two or something like that." And it was a small supporting role where he, I think we had like two scenes that he could have done, and we had selected the one that had the most lines. And by the most lines, I mean like 3-4 lines, because it was a small part. And so this kid comes in and auditions, and these are the kind of pre-reads where nobody from the creative team was there. It was just me and my session runner and then my assistant and the camera op. So there was no producer, no director, the writers, nobody was there. And I saw this kid and immediately thought, "Oh, sweet Jesus, he is the lead. He's the lead." Now, meanwhile, we were offering the lead to name actors. So there were no sides for the lead. There was no audition material out there for the lead because we weren't auditioning the lead. We were offering the lead. And that's fairly standard because even on a low budget indie film, you need to have at least one actor that is considered name level to make your financiers happy. So I said, "I'm going to kick myself if I don't get this kid to read for us on the lead, but I don't have sides for it. He's going to have to come back tomorrow. I don't know." And I said, "Is it possible that you could read for another role?" And he named the character. He knew the lead. And I said, "Yeah, I think you're really right for it." He said, "I am really right for it. Oh, I am so right for it. That is exactly the role that when I read the script," he reaches into his backpack and grabs out the entire script. Now, every breakdown I put out, if the writers will allow me, I put the entire script out either on my website or through the support sites at Breakdown Services, Showfax and Screenplay Online, Actors Access. They provide a service where you can put the script up with a code for agents and managers. And I'll always make it available on my website if I can. So he had auditioning for a role that had two scenes and probably a grand total of 8 lines in the entire film. He had downloaded the entire script. He had read the entire script. He had highlighted and flagged and dog-eared the entire script. And when he pulled it out of his backpack and I saw how worn the script was, and I knew that the level of actor I was dealing with was something very, very special, I said, "You tell me. What scene do you want to read?" And he said, "Oh, my two favorites are," and he immediately went into the script and said, "I love this love scene right here. And then I love this fight scene right here," which were the two most dramatic, emotional scenes in the entire script for the lead character. And I said, "Well, I would love to see you do this. I'd love to put you on tape doing this. Do you want to come back tomorrow and do it?" And he said, "I'll do it right now. I'm ready. I'll do it right now." And I said, "I am either about to be blown away or really sad." And of course, I was completely blown away. He was perfect, and he knew it, and we knew it as soon as we saw this guy. This would be a horrible story if it ended any other way than this. We ended up taking off the table any offer that we had for name actors. We put this into a totally new situation with him where we offered him the role through his manager for the lead. And of course, he accepted it. Because as soon as I showed the director, the writer, the producer, this tape of this guy, they were like, oh, there's no question. It's it. This is a breakout star. There's no question. This is his. So give him the role. He earned the role. Let's be clear. He earned this role. He goes on set, does an amazing job, falls in love with his co-star. They, you know, because of course they start dating. They move in together. They get a puppy. They name her Bonnie. The whole thing's just amazing. I love this whole story. He had no SAG card and he had no agent, but he had a manager that was willing to say, Bonnie, you've got to see this kid. And she was right. And that, of course, really strengthens the web of trust that she and I have, because now we know when she says you've got to see somebody, oh, hell yeah, I got to see somebody, because her picker is good, especially for the types of projects that I work on. So the punchline to all of this, he and I and his new girlfriend, his co-star, and my husband all went out together for dinner after the film had wrapped. And we were just talking about the whole process. You know, meanwhile, while they were shooting, I got him set up with several agents for meetings, because I just was like, it's a crime that you don't have an agent. And we're heading into pilot season and you're just so good. You need to be seen. Got him signed with one of my favorite agents. The whole, just like everything was coming together beautifully. He ended up testing on 7 pilots that pilot season. We go out to dinner. And as we're just talking about how this all lined up and came together so beautifully, I said, I think the thing that impressed me the most was that you had gone to the trouble to download the entire script when most actors are just going to grab the sides for the one role that they're reading for. They're not even going to bother downloading the sides for the other characters, which are, oh my God, it's such a ninja move. Download the sides for the other characters, because those characters may be talking about your character, or your character may be in those sides too. They're just not using them for you for the audition. And that can inform your read. And he went to the trouble of downloading the entire script and printing it and reading it and learning it. And his commitment to do that was something I had not seen at that early stage of my casting career. And so when I asked him about that, he said, well, I just moved here from New York, and my acting coach in New York told me that was a requirement, that I needed to, every single role, get the script for every audition, get the script, read it all, know everything backward and forward, be completely off book. And that would make the difference in my ability to book and to understand the project. And I have to say, he's not wrong. That really did make a difference. And I think that if you find yourself saying, it's just a one-line co-star, I'm just going to download the one page off ShowFax, just keep in mind there's some other actor out there who is hustling to get the entire script. He's hungry for it. And he's going to make choices that are not easy. They're not time consuming. Like, certainly this took up a lot of his life to do this for just a pre-read. There's some other actor out there who's going to do all that work. Why not you? Do all that work, because then you'll know when you go in for that audition, at least you did everything you possibly could do within your control to make the role yours. And I think, as a casting director, that is the bare minimum that I would expect of myself as an actor. And as a former actor, I can tell you, I certainly was not that disciplined. I rarely went to that trouble. But man, the difference it makes when we see someone who does go to that trouble. So remember the story of this kid. The next time you're thinking of being a slacker or being any shade of lazy, just remember, somebody out there is working harder, pushing more, doing more work. It might as well be you. That's the ninja way. I'm going to see you over on BonnieGillespie.com, right? Stay ninja. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.